My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Member all guests appear on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, including Brad Sham, voice of the Cowboys, coming up at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. Because it's 8 o'clock. And it's time for us on a Wednesday to go around the AFC North in our first stop, Baltimore, and 105.7 The Fan's Bob Haney, who joins us from The Fan, where they take on Kansas City tomorrow night, 8:20 p.m. You can hear it right here on The Fan, your flagship home for the NFL on Westwood One, 92.3 The Fan. Bob Haney, first, Lamar, he was asked if this was a revenge game. That was an AFC championship game they lost, not week one. Can this be considered a revenge game for the Ravens against the Chiefs?
Yeah, he kind of downplayed the revenge factor because he admitted that even if they win, it's not going to erase what happened to them in January. I think it's more of a revenge factor maybe for the fans, but I would think deep down inside within that locker room and on the sidelines, you know, there would be some measure of revenge, but not enough to take away the sting of what happened at home when the Ravens were favored, held Kansas City scoreless in the second half and still lost by 7 points.
What do we think the role for Derrick Henry will be in this offense?
He's going to be the featured back because since Lamar took over for the injured Joe Flacco middle of 2018, it's been Lamar and kind of a running back by committee. Now, Mark Ingram had a big year in 2019, but it's been Gus Edwards, Dobbins, Gus Edwards, Justice Hill, the Melvin Gordons, and the Dalvin Cooks came through last year. I think for the first time since maybe Ingram 5 years ago, Henry's going to be the guy that gets the vast majority of the carries because right now they really don't even have a third running back. So it's going to be Henry Hill, Lamar, obviously, but Henry's going to be, you know, a 20 carry a guy, a 20 carry a game guy. The running backs combined for 6 carries in the AFC championship game. I'm guessing he'll have 6 in the first quarter tomorrow night.
What are we expecting in year 2 of Todd Monken's offense? Could it be too much Monken or not enough Monken?
I think it'll be the just right Monken because his task is to obviously take Lamar to another level, throwing the deep ball, get that accuracy more on point there, make Rashad Bateman more of a prominent part in this offense, and how to get Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews to coexist on the field at the same time. Because Andrews, as you all know, is an all-pro level performer, but Likely, when he took over for Andrews when he got hurt late last season, played like an all-pro. So there's a lot of weaponry there for Todd Monken to work with. Offensive line's a little shaky, though.
Yeah, every year, Bob, especially the good quarterbacks will talk about things that they are attempting to add to the game or how they can get even better. Heck, you even hear that from Patrick Mahomes. Anything from Lamar Jackson? Is he somebody that is accessible during the offseason?
Yeah, he does the workouts with a select few down in Florida. His media presence is pretty limited. He's not out there talking to anyone who will stick a microphone in front of him. But when he does his league-mandated media session, he said he lost weight because he wanted to be more elusive this season. He was sacked 37 times last year for maybe one of the great running quarterbacks of all time. That's something that's somewhat surprising. So the one thing he stressed, he lost the weight. He was questioned about it multiple times. He's coming in at like 205, that he wanted to be more elusive this season so he could outrun angles, because he was getting caught by safeties and linebackers a lot last season.
Who is the most important Baltimore Raven other than Lamar Jackson?
Oh, boy. let's go with – I want to pick a pass rusher or someone to step up on the offensive line that's not Linderbaum or Ronnie Stanley. So I'm going to say the most important Raven, as I'm thinking about it right now, and keep in mind I'm still a little groggy, is going to be Adafe Owe. Jadeveon Clowney took his 9.5 sacks, went to Carolina. So Adafe Owe is going to have to step up and provide a pass rush for a team that did lead the league in sacks last season. But that's one of the concerns, is where's the pass rush coming from? So Owe is going to have to provide that.
And that's what a team needs when they're trying to get a good culture going, is bringing in Jadeveon Clowney. Go ahead, Tone.
One final one, Bob, and we'll ask everybody this, because we yesterday made an announcement, the Browns did, that they have a new stadium sponsorship agreement. Do people call your stadium there in Baltimore the official name?
They call it the Bank, because it's M&T Bank Stadium, so shorten it to make it sound more hip, so it's the Bank. And even the players themselves call it that. So yeah, they don't go, we're at M&T Bank Stadium. The fans are like, well, when they're at the Bank this week. So the Bank is kind of the de facto official name.
So we have Huntington Bank Field now. We can't call it the Bank because you already took the Bank?
Yeah, I think we could probably copyright that if we wanted to.
Well,
it's a litigious society.
You know what? You stole our team, so we're stealing your name. How you like
Boom.
That?
Gone. Hey, we got
enough.
It.
Boom. Fair enough.
There you
it's
go.
All good.
Even trade. Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. We now go to Cincinnati and Moeger, ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati, because the big question is, what's Ja'Marr Chase going to do? Mo, what's Ja'Marr Chase going to do?
Sit out Sunday? Play? I don't know. No one knows. I mean, I'm not even sure Ja'Marr Chase himself knows, and anybody who speaks with any amount of certainty as to, you know, what they think Ja'Marr is going to do is making it up. I mean, that is what's so interesting about this. Ja'Marr has been very private about this. He has not talked to the media. He hasn't sent a ton of cryptic tweets. I guess if you back me in the corner and say pick one way or the other, you know, the Bengals do have a track record of letting things like this get down to the last minute and then ultimately getting the deal done. They famously re-signed A.J. Green as he was literally walking to the bus, taking the team to the airport to go to Oakland for the season opener in 2025. They got the Joe Burrow deal done rather famously last year, and it was announced pretty much as the Lions and Chiefs were kicking off the season opener. And so there's some precedent for that. What there is no precedent for is the Bengals signing a player to a contract extension when he still has 2 years left on his current deal, if that player isn't a quarterback. And so this is going to come down to the last minute. Obviously, today is going to be telling, because the team practices today. If Ja'Marr Chase isn't there, it certainly adds to the belief that he's not going to go on Sunday. We'll see. This has been a situation that took a turn last week. You know, he practiced a week ago Sunday and a week ago Monday. They had the day off on Tuesday, and then suddenly, after Zach Taylor, the coach, insisted he's going to practice and he's going to play, he suddenly doesn't show up to practice, at least, and hasn't since. So this has taken on a life of its own, and it, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens today and obviously what happens on Sunday.
I imagine a few years ago, Bengals are in the Super Bowl, Ja'Marr Chase approval rating with the fans, 100 out of 100. Where is it now?
I think it took a really hard pivot last week, because I kind of feel like I feel like all along most people looked at Ja'Marr and said, we get it. First of all, he's a very popular player. He's a very good player. And you always have fans that are going to take the side of any player in any standoff with them.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Bengals ownership, which is still, I don't want to say it's largely unpopular, but, you know, there are a lot of scars from years and years and years of futility. And so I think a lot of people looked at the hold in and said, all right, Jamar's got to do what Jamar's got to do, but there's no way he's going to miss games. And then when he did what he did Wednesday, which was to really make his coach look bad. I mean, Jamar didn't just not come to practice or not practice on Wednesday. He didn't practice on Wednesday after his coach was emphatic the day before that not only is he going to practice, he is going to play. And so I think that really pivoted public opinion. I mean, I could tell you just from the tone of people calling my show, engaging social media and talking to folks, it really pivoted public opinion more toward the Bengals and understanding like, hey, look, he does have 2 years left on his deal. They do have a track record of getting these deals done. There's a reason they didn't pay Jamar Chase. They're gonna or didn't pay T. Higgins. They're gonna get the Jamar Chase thing done. Go play this year, then go get your contract. And so I've noticed a lot of exasperation and exhaustion with Jamar that wasn't necessarily evident 10, 11 days ago.
Who is the second most important Cincinnati Bengal other than Joe Burrow? He's the first most important. Who's the second?
I'll say Von Bell, safety who was here in 2021 and 2022, got away in free agency last year. What happened? They were the worst team in the NFL in giving up explosive plays. They've got a very young secondary, but a secondary that I think has a lot of upside. I think the veteran presence of Bell is going to aid the communication. He's going to help bring some of those guys along. And look, they across the board have to be better on defense. They have to have a better pass rush. They've got to be better against the run. They were awful last season. They're probably still not going to be very good. What they have to be better at is giving up chunk plays. And so I think that the change they made at safety with Von Bell and Geno Stone is really the most important offseason development in terms of the nuts and bolts of the roster. But because of Von's familiarity with the defense, because of his leadership, because of his ability to just aid the communication back there, I'll say he's the most important player on defense and thus the second most important player on the team.
Mo Egger, ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati. We now go to Pittsburgh as they get set to take on the Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta, 1 p.m. on Sunday. A reunion for Arthur Smith, Chris Muller, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, as people yell in the background.
Yeah, it's a bus stop morning, Ken. I'm a working father.
There are other adults there. There are other parents there at the bus stop, and you're doing a hit with us.
There are no fewer than 10 other parents here, several children, and a bus barreling down the hill at all of us, uncontrollably.
All right, Chris,
a horror movie.
Chris, I want you to hold the phone out and ask everybody at the bus stop and say, Cleveland Radio Station wants to know, are the Steelers going to make the playoffs this year?
Are you kidding me? You actually want me to do this right now?
Don't do it.
Right now at the bus stop.
Don't do it.
Right now.
Don't do it. No.
Are the Steelers going to make the playoffs this year? Cleveland wants to know.
Yes. Mixed review.
Wow.
Inexact science. Chris,
well,
I wanted your answer, though. You're the important one there. No offense to the other people.
You're just lucky that I turned it back to the AirPods before one unsuspecting parent uttered an obscenity. Hold on, Ken.
Fun.
I think they're going to go 9-8 or 10-7, and I think it's probably a no playoffs here if I had to guess.
Ooh.
Is there any drama in sports as great as a 7-year-old kid sprinting up the hill before the bus leaves? I mean, this is awesome stuff right now. They should put this on the combine.
It sets the entire tone for the movie Tommy Boy. Chris Muller, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Russell Wilson named a team captain. Does he deserve it?
In the sense that you probably want your quarterback to be the team captain. Yeah, I think he does. I do think he did a good job. Like, those guys, it was just hard for them to rally behind Pickett last year because he was just so bad. And I think, like, he did a lot of the stuff you'd want a leader to do, but he didn't play well enough. I think Wilson did a good job, even with his reputation as being kind of an insincere player maybe at times. I think he did a good job of trying to, like, combat that reputation early when he got signed. Like, he was doing all the right stuff. He was throwing to guys. He was, you know, kissing babies, shaking hands, the same thing Sean Payton couldn't stand about him. But I do think in all of that, you know, taking all that into consideration, he did a good job with it. I really do. And so, you know, Justin Fields, we know all those guys like Justin Fields the person, but Justin Fields ain't the starter, so he ain't the captain.
What do you make of the 3-year, $45 million deal signed by Cam Hayward?
It pretty much just locked in this year's money for him. And then, if anything, it strikes me, there's nothing guaranteed after the first year. So to me, if anything, it's kind of a pay cut. At least from what he wanted. Like, he seemed to really want to get paid market-setting money, and he's just at a tough position and at a tough age for anybody to be willing to commit that kind of financial outlay. So if anything, I would look at it as a pay cut for him, and I do wonder if there are any, you know, lingering raw feelings about that, because it got oddly contentious between a guy that's the Walter Payton Man of the Year and probably the most beloved player with the franchise of late, and a team that supposedly does right by all its players in this stuff.
What is he on the all-time? Where is he on the all-time Steelers list?
So, I mean, Rushmore has to be Joe Green, easy. Terry Bradshaw for me, easy. I would probably
Terry Bradshaw. Really, he's had a contentious relationship with the fan base there.
No, but if are you talking about performance, or are you talking about like total package? Because they patched it up with him, but the guy won 4 Super Bowls and always played his best in those games.
Okay, fair enough. Continue.
I can't put Watt on there. He hasn't won a single playoff game. I mean, this is one for me that's kind of a hipster pick, but I would put Franco on there, and then I'd put the hipster pick as Rod Woodson, who I think is, at worst, one of the 5 best cornerbacks ever to play the game.
Wow. Wow. Who is the second most important Pittsburgh Steeler?
Can I pick a coach or no? Like, is this player or is it organizational person? Because I would pick Arthur Smith.
What do you want
to... He has to get this offense going, and he has to get something that looks a little bit more creative than what they did last year. But if you'll force me to take a player, how about this one? Ken, you'll love this. And I think Tone will like it, too, because you guys value line play.
I do.
How about Zach Frazier? How about a rookie center who's going to have to come in there, be making calls? He's not going to have the most veteran guy on that line next to him in Seumalo for the first several weeks. He's going to have to deal with some people. He's going to have to be doing a lot of work mentally and physically. So that's a lot to ask out of anybody that's a rookie. But a second-round pick to plug and play and hold his own for a town that loves centers and a team that loves centers, I think he's the second most important guy.
Chris, what do people there in Pittsburgh call the stadium?
Everyone calls it Heinz Field still. You want to actually happen to Heinz Field? So Aliquippa, I'm sure you guys know about Aliquippa High School football here.
Probably
the best pound-for-pound program in
Mike
the United
Ditka.
States.
And yeah, Daryl
yeah,
Revis.
I mean, it's, right. Sean Gilbert back in the day. Ty Law. Like, pound-for-pound, the best program, I would say, in high school football in the country. They're a 1A school that beats teams in 4A for state titles. Mm. They took the Heinz Field. They totally redid the field because it was a swap bucket. They made it like a field turf field and called it Heinz Field. And that's almost appropriate because that's a team that actually wins.
Whoa. It's not nice, Chris.
Oh,
Chris Muller, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, throwing haymakers at his own communities.
I was also going to have him put the phone out there, extend his arms, and ask whether or not books should be banned in schools.
Is that really a question you wanted him to ask?
I did.
Okay.
Get a nice sampling.
That's nice.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.